Good morning, and welcome to Doctrines of Our Faith, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Knowing what we believe is important, so in this series, Pastor Steve Dorman discusses the doctrines that are critical to true faith and explains why they are important. Good doctrine is important to help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
The last couple of weeks at church, we've been talking about Ephesians chapter 6 and the spiritual armor that God gives to us. And he reminds us that our struggle in verse 12 is not against flesh and blood, not against people, but against the rulers, powers, the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. I want to encourage you today not to ever forget or assume they don't exist, these spiritual forces of wickedness. You and I know that they are headed by Satan, the evil one, that was cast out of heaven, a ruling angel who rebelled against God, wanted God's position and power and glory. And just because we can't see them, because they're spiritual forces, doesn't mean they do not exist. And just because we believe in them doesn't mean that we are superstitious. There are many things that are very, very real that we just can't see. You can't see oxygen, for example. But if it were not existing, we would die in a matter of minutes. Many things we can't see, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist. I think about Satan and his purposes, a very powerful angel, most beautiful angel in heaven. And God cast him out because of his rebellion against God. So obviously Satan is a being created by God, and demons are beings created by God with the ability to make decisions, to choose to follow God or not to follow God, with the ability to recognize themselves as opposed to others, with purpose, even though they've chosen the wrong purposes. And so they have what we would call personhood, not because they're persons, but because they have the attributes of personhood, intelligence and power and the ability to make choices, freedom of will, if you would. When we think about Satan, his name, the various names that Scripture gives him convey so much about his character that we need to be reminded of. Not only is he alive, but he is not someone that you want to befriend. The name Satan itself means adversary. The name devil itself means slanderer. He's called the evil one. He's the great red dragon, the destructive creature of Revelation. He's the serpent of old, the deceiver in the Garden of Eden. He's called in Revelation chapter 9, Abaddon, which means destruction, and destroyer, Apollyon. He is, the Bible says, our adversary. He's our opponent. He may advertise that he wants to be our friend. He may advertise that he wants to be our helper, but it is deceptive advertising. He is our adversary, our enemy. He's called Beelzebub, which means like the Lord of the Flies. What a great kingdom to have. He's called Belial, or from the word worthless. He's the god of this world, though. And right now, he is controlling most of the abhorrent philosophy of this world. He's a ruler of this world, ruling through the world systems that would be contrary to God and his will. He's called the prince of the power of the air. He's powerful. He has more power than mere humans, but not as much power as humans united with God. He's our enemy, our opponent. He is one who solicits us to sin. He's the tempter. He wants us to fail because he wants to hurt God by us failing. The Bible says he was a murderer from the beginning. In tempting Eve to sin, he knew, because God had said that when they sinned, they would surely die. He knew he was leading them to death. So he was a murderer, and he was a liar as well, the father of all lies. He perverted truth. He changed what God has said. He twisted the word of God, even when he spoke to Jesus, God's own son, trying to tempt him. And today, this one who would present himself as a friend, as a helper to us, is also our accuser, accusing us before God of sins that we've committed and of sins that we haven't committed, slandering us. So, my friends, do not be deceived. There is a very real devil. There are very real demons, the falling angels that followed Satan and were cast out of heaven as well. And there are very real force that interact with us and that want to deceive us and that want to bring harm to us in hopes of hurting our Creator God. My friends, be strong in the Lord and in his power, and we shall overcome the evil one. God bless.